Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our brand new podcast hosted by Ura Mazibuko
and Wise Lopepe.
This is the podcast where we literally talk about anything. Yes, you heard it yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Literally anything. Join us as me and Wise talk about various topics that you guys would want to hear from us and just topics we want to discuss ourselves. You feel me? So, enjoy the podcast.
Follow us on our various social media. We have Spotify, we have a YouTube, and soon, guys, don't worry, we're going to have each and every single platform that you guys can listen to our podcast to. Don't forget to also follow us on Instagram and on TikTok. Guys, TikTok, we need those followers.
Yeah, of course. So, enjoy the podcast, share, and yeah, enjoy. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our brand new episode on Beyond the Mic with your host, Ura Mazibuko.
And me, Wise Lopepe.
Yes, sir. So, guys, once again, thank you so much for the love and the support you guys have been showing. You feel me? Like, thank you guys so much. We truly appreciate each and every single one of you. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Officially on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, sir. All episodes are
on Apple Podcasts, yeah. Mm. And also, this is our 10th episode.
10th episode. Yes, sir. We consistent for you guys. Okay.
I'm not saying consistent, but we're still here.
We're still here. Some of us would have given up, but we're not giving up. But no, guys, thank you so much. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever. We there. Go show love.
To stay.
Yeah, go show love, support, follow my IG handle, Wise's IG handle. Yes, sir. Now let's get into it.
Yes, sir.
So, guys, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the term The Matrix.
Are you familiar with it?
I'm a little bit familiar with it, you feel me? Because, like, I saw the movie, and it explained it a little bit. It explains why people think certain aspects of life falls under the matrix. You get me? But, Wise, please tell us what your definition of the Matrix is.
Matrix is basically, I would say this has to be a definition about life anyway. So I would say Matrix, definition of Matrix based of life is that we are all living in a simulation and we all live according to one certain umbrella that we follow instead of actually doing things on our own. We programmed essentially to do things that we are told to do instead of things that we want to do.
So almost like robots in a sense.
Yeah, like we're being controlled.
Simulation. No, I get that. But now I have an important question for you, right? Do you think you are the job that you want to do in life? Do you think that falls under the matrix? Yes.
I mean, okay, I remember I mentioned this in... Oh, I forgot which episode it was.
Maybe episode 1 or 2?
No, I think it was either... I think it's 2. No, it's not 2. It was 3. The one that 3. When your mom said you can't...
Oh, that's 6. Okay, yeah, educate. Yes, okay, yeah.
So it was 3. I remember I did mention it there. So what I want to become in the future is a video game designer.
Okay.
So could that fall under being the Matrix?
Do you think it does?
I mean... It involves programming.
Yeah.
But then, if anything, I'm the one that's creating the Matrix, if anything.
True.
Because, like, programming, you with computers, you're making games. Codes, yeah. Everything. So, if anything, I don't think so. Really, I don't think so.
Nah, that's good. That's good. And for the viewers and the listeners out there, let us know what you guys think The Matrix is, you feel me? Because, like, for me personally, right, the Matrix is, if you really like think about it and deep it, it's sad.
It's so sad.
Like, if you've seen the movie, guys, like, yeah, no,
but to be fair, in the movie it's only sad because us as humans, we made it sad, dog.
What do you mean we made it sad?
Think about it. So if you watch the movie, anyone listening or watching us on YouTube, you would know that the Matrix was basically created because humans didn't want to live amongst robots, basically. And they wanted to go to war with the robots, which they did, and they lost.
They lost.
So they thought, you know what? if we lost, you gents must lose also. Try to block out the sun. It didn't work.
But how are you blocking out the sun? That's...
Because they wanted to stop the main resource of energy, the robots, was the sun.
Which was the sun,
but then they are forgetting that we need the sun to grow our child, girl.
Exactly.
And that time, dog, it's robots, girl. We're not defeating them, gents. So they thought, okay, let's do the sun last resort. That time, robots were like, okay, bad. You're taking our main power resource away. So we're going to use you.
And that's how the matrix
was created, basically. Because of us, girl. Think about it.
No, wait, but like, once again, guys, if you haven't seen the movie, it's not that deep. Yeah. We are here to explain it to you guys. So basically, the Matrix, in a way, how I define it personally as well, without like those terminologies and stuff. The Matrix is basically living the life society has normalized, in a way. So like, in a way, it's like not taking risks, playing the safe way. You get me? So like, that'll be your office jobs and stuff, because like, you were told as a young person that if you don't go the book route in life, you're going to struggle. You're gonna live on the streets. So play it safe by graduating, getting your degree, finding an office job, and then getting a wife, have kids, live in a normal household, and that's how you die. You get me? Like, just living a plain life.
And the thing is, like, you saying, oh, wait, continue what you're going to say, sorry.
That's genuinely how, like, I view the Matrix as, personally. I don't know about you, but you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing is, that has been normalized, like, too much, because too many people fall under the route of office job, because they think that there's not more that they can do for themselves in life. Because, like, there's always, when we're young, we always have that dream that we want to chase, you know.
Exactly.
Become an astronaut, a doctor, or a nurse, like, or anything.
Like, jobs that are risky.
Yeah.
You get me. Ah, shucks.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, the wind guys, again. Two weeks in a row.
This wind is insane. this wind is insane.
Ah, but okay. Put it back nicely.
It looks fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please continue.
So I was going to say, all these dreams that we wanted to chase when we were young, a nurse, doctor, accountant essentially, yeah.
But don't you think, like, accountants though, like, don't you think they fall under the matrix in a sense? Because, like, I mean, yeah, no, they pay high, but like, have you not noticed that they seem kind of sad as well? Because, like, they wake up, they deal with numbers. Is that what they really wanted for themselves in the first place?
Ah, but for some people in life, they can, some people, so, because, like, I feel like with accountants, right? Accounting is for people who just love math. They love math, they love numbers.
Yeah.
So, for them, that could be seen as a matrix job, perhaps, in some way. You could have a debate about it in some way. That could be seen as a matrix job, but then, come on, Ura. It's what they wanted to do.
Okay, fair. No. Some of them. Mm. It's what they wanted to do.
But that's what I'm saying. A debate can be made.
A debate can be made.
But, like, come on, dog. Account.
But, like, do people really wake up and be like, that's what I want? I feel like, for me, people say that because it's their last resort, in a way. Like, do you get what I'm... Like, think about this, right? You're in high school. That's, like, 5 more years of your schooling career until you're out there in the world.
Mm.
Now, you realize in a way that there's a certain dream that you think is going to be impossible for you to reach because you think it's too late. Because you're old now.
And you have to now,
like, be realistic. Mm. Like, you can't. So what do I do? Let me just be an accountant. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, fair enough. But then,
like, it has to be their last resort. I feel like this is my personal opinion. I feel like any job that you do, ladies and gentlemen, in life, that you know in your heart was last resort, has to fall under the matrix, in a way. Because it's not what you wanted to do initially. Like, you didn't want that for yourself, but it just happened because you just came to the realization that, damn, man, I won't get there. Mm. I won't get there. And let me be realistic, because at the end of the day, I don't want to live in the streets. Mm. You get me? I still want money. I still want to make an income. Mm. So let me just do this.
At least, I guess with accountant, if that is your last resort, at least that's a good last resort. I mean, you mentioned it. It pays well.
It does pay well.
I mean, you're literally dealing with... Yeah. Okay, depending on who your clients are, but you're literally dealing with people's money. Literally.
Yeah, true. But like, once again, set a timer for yourself. Wake up.
It kind of falls under.
Ladies, and like I was saying, why is this just pushing this chair a bit forward? So that's why he's... But yeah, no, as I was saying, like for me personally, the Matrix is the saddest thing in this world, simply because, like, there are some people, right, and it's just reality that, unfortunately, suffer through this because it was normalized, you feel me?
Yeah.
People above them, aka their parents, teachers, whatever, told them that don't be unrealistic with yourself. Be realistic, like, go to an office job. You feel me? Wake up, go to an office job, and that's the life that you need to have. Any other life is risky. You get me? Which I feel like is unfair, because it demoralizes those who actually want something bigger for themselves. Do you get what I'm saying?
But I think it also comes down to a mentality thing. Because it's like...
True.
Are you going to really listen? Okay, that's no disrespect to someone's parents, but are you going to listen to your parent who doesn't even support your biggest dream, which is whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? And just wants you to do an office job, you know what I'm saying? Because like, if you're going to base your actions based off what they're saying, then it's just a mentality thing. You clearly don't believe in yourself enough for you to actually take that leap and that risk.
Yeah. But, like, some people don't have a choice. Once. That's the thing about life. Check this out. Let me break life for you guys, like, quick things.
Break it down.
Quick things, you feel me?
Break it down.
Yeah, but check this out. In life, right, we have your rich and famous people. Then we have rich people, but they're not famous. And then we just have broke people. And then we have normal people. Okay. Now, guys, you can't fight with life. You feel me? Like, believe it or not, we do need those people. Otherwise, this world would not be... It wouldn't be... It wouldn't be stable in a sense. Do you get what I'm saying?
So, are you saying that we need like rich people in life?
No, listen. This is what I'm saying. In life... We need hobos. Not need them, but they'll always be there. They'll always be teachers. They'll always be actors, singers. They'll always be construction workers. They'll always be people that go to an office. They'll always be doctors. They'll always be accountants, etc. That's the way life is. So that there's the world is stable in a way, you feel me? Because like imagine everyone was rich, or imagine everyone was, it wouldn't be a stable world. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
okay, no, I do get what you're saying.
Yeah, like.
But then explain, I do get what you're saying, but explain why wouldn't the world, well, obviously if everyone was poor, we know why wouldn't succeed.
Yeah.
But then explain what would be a significant impact to the world if everyone was rich. Or everyone was well off.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, listen to what I'm saying. Stable was the wrong word. What I meant to say was, this world would not be balanced in a sense. Like, it would be imbalanced almost. Guys, my expression today is just poor. But like, what I'm trying to say is that there'll always be people that have those certain lifestyles, and that's the life people will always get. Do you get me? Like, the Lord, right, has a story for everyone. You get me? And unfortunately, some people were meant to live on the streets. Some people were meant to have an office job. some people were meant to be rich and successful. Some people were just meant to be mediocre as well.
But then wouldn't that also go down to life decisions for you to put yourself in that position?
It would have to go down, but at the end of the day, there will be some people that are like, you know what, maybe I'm just meant to be mediocre or broke, whatever, and I'm okay with that. Let me not try. Therefore, their current situation. And best believe, there will be people after us. The cycle, it's a never-ending cycle. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, to a point.
It's a never-ending cycle. Like, for me personally, right, I feel like if you're in the matrix, right, wait, do you think you can get out of the matrix? Do you think you can get out of the
matrix? I think if you're in a situation where you have a decision to make, because obviously in the movie, Neo had a decision to eat the red or the blue pill.
The blue pill.
Yeah, the red one being...
We'll explain the pills just now in a second, guys.
So in the movie, Neo had a position. There was a time where he had a... Yeah, he was in a position where he could get out the matrix or stay in it, you know what I'm saying? So I think when you ask the question, can you get out the matrix? I think if it's not too late, yes. Neo had a choice. He had a choice to get out the matrix. So that's what I was going to say. As like any human being on earth, if there's a point in life where you can make a decision to, I guess, chase your dreams or chase that job that you really want that is quote unquote doesn't fall under the matrix. If you are in a position where you can take that leap and then get out the matrix, then you get out the matrix. But then if you don't take that chance and you, in this case, eat the blue pill, you're going to stay in it. So, maybe I don't answer your question directly, but essentially, if you're in a position in life where you can't get out the matrix and you don't, then you made your decision, you're staying in it. If not, then you're getting out of the matrix then. So, it is possible, yes, to get out the matrix, yes, to answer your question directly.
For me personally, there's some gents that just can't get out, go.
Explain. Like, even early on.
No, not early on, obviously. Not early on, because at the end of the day, you're still young. You still have choices to make and stuff. But I just feel like there's just some people that can't get out, girl. Like, they'll never get out, dog. No, I'm playing. But no, I do agree with you when you say I believe people can get out for sure. But at the end of the day, it's up to you, really. No one can force you. Mm. But guys, let's talk about the pills Wise just mentioned. So in the movie, if you've seen it once again, if you haven't, we're gonna explain it to you still. But like, there's a red and there's a blue pill. Mm. The red pill being, I wanna get out of this simulation. Meaning, you are choosing, like, if we look at it in life's perspective, you are choosing to go the risky route in life, meaning you don't think you need school, but you're just gonna rely on your talent to go far in life. And then obviously you have the blue pill, where like you're choosing, you know what, let me listen to everyone around me telling me to play it safe, let me not like throw away my my future by what's this thing, because at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, so if you do take a risk, right, I feel like you need to understand that if it doesn't work out, you are in trouble for sure.
You must know the circumstances of your decision.
You need to understand that if you decide you're going to take the chance of playing it risky, then I feel like you just have to be okay with that and accept it. Because if you're not okay with that and you don't accept it, then you're going to feel comfortable in the matrix. Because at least, if you're in the matrix, you're guaranteed I wouldn't say a perfect life, because I mean, like, oh, it's a boring life. Yeah. I can't lie. It's a boring life. But at least you're guaranteed money. Mm. You're guaranteed a job. So you're safe in a way. You get me.
But are you happy though?
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Are you happy though? No, you're not.
Yeah, really?
No, you're not. You would have wished that you took that risk. You get, because imagine you take that risk. And I did say something like this in previous episode, but imagine you did take that risk and you made it. boy, boy.
The rewards money are ever so sweet.
Girls on you every girls day.
Okay. Club. If that's what you like.
If that's what
you hands like. On, you know what I'm saying?
Shardies on every day.
Money on you. Money. You're making it rain.
Girl. Boy, everyone wants you. Girl. Yo, imagine you just make. But obviously, we all have a choice. But Wise, I want to ask you a question. Do you think. Wait, which pill do you think you took? I'll give you my answer. But which pill do you think you took? Guys, in this episode, we're going to be pausing a lot, unfortunately, because we outside and it's really windy. So please do forgive us, honestly. But yes, Wise was just about to tell us his answer.
As it stands. Okay, maybe it's not the best answer you'd like to hear. But me, I think as it stands, I'm still in that chair with Morpheus handing me the pill and I still haven't eaten it yet.
Oh, so you in a decision where, like, you have to, so you're in the process of choosing a pill. Okay, I get
you. I would say, that's why I said, it's not an answer that everyone wants to hear. Yeah. Everyone wants to hear, but I would say, this time next year, if you don't see any progress in me, if I say it on the podcast, so I tell you, it would determine which pill I've taken. If that makes sense.
No, I actually don't understand what you just said.
If this time next year, because obviously I have goals and dreams that I want to achieve, and there's ones that I want to achieve by the end of this year. So by next year, if I still haven't achieved them, Dev's blue pill, I can't lie to. Dev's blue pill. And then obviously, because I've given me, like, there's one big dream I really want to chase. By 2026, it has to happen.
Yeah.
So, if by 2026 I have achieved that, then yeah, I've had a red pill. I can't lie. But then, no. Okay, scratch what I said in the beginning. My bad. By 2026, if I haven't achieved the biggest dream that I did set for myself, which I'm sure you do know.
We'll speak about it off
camera.
Okay. Do you want to talk about it now?
Not everyone can know about this one.
Everyone should.
That's the thing. Private.
Wait, guys, this is a little bit off topic. A little bit.
That's fine.
But, you can't tell everyone
everything.
Boy, Jesse's voodoo magic, dog. Pray on. Boy, people actually pray on.
Downfall, boy.
Yeah. I'm not even. Like, a person will just say, Lord, can this person just please have an off? It's crazy.
So I must be careful who you tell. Certain information.
We'll definitely talk about off camera, but yes, please proceed.
So by 2026, if this dream, the biggest dream that I really want to achieve, at least in my opinion, my biggest dream, if I still haven't achieved it, I see blue pill, dog. I can't understand. Money has to be involved in the dream that I want to achieve. Yeah. Obviously, I think, I don't think that's a big obstacle because obviously, you know, your boy is a Christian lad by the prayer of God.
Sir.
Also, my parents be working hard with the jobs that they do.
Yeah.
So, by the prayer of God and through them with their work, obviously through me, I also have to contribute a little bit.
Okay, yeah,
then money won't be an issue. Yeah. But by 2026, at least, because I'll be 21. By 2026,
we'll be 21.
Yeah, because 19 this year, next year 20. 2026,
21. Oh, yes, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you're not lying. By 2026, when I'm 21 years of age, this dream gotta be achieved. If not, Ura can't lie. Blue pill. Blue pill, boy, I can't lie.
Okay. For me, guys, personally, right, how I would answer this question. Okay, wait. But before I do, I just wanna talk to Waz a little. I feel like, don't be too hard on yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you are too hard on yourself, right, I feel like you will struggle to achieve. I get that message a lot because, like, when I'm at home, my mother always tells me, relax, take it easy. Because I have a mindset, like, where I just overthink a lot of things. Like, I really overthink stuff, guys. And my mind is just, like, racing all the time because, genuinely speaking, I can't lie. Once again, I spoke about this, but I really fear time.
Mm.
Time is one thing I'm scared of because I just can't live in a world where I don't get to the destination I want. Because the day I don't do that is the day I really, Like, what's the point of me being here on Earth? You feel me? Like, that, I like, oh, that's why I fear time a lot. And yeah, we're still young. We shouldn't put, but boy, I fear time. But I want to give you the advice my mother gave. Like, just take it easy. Obviously, work. Don't be lazy. Because if you're lazy, you won't get the outcome you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah.
But just take it easy. Because at the end of the day, life is not a race. The Lord will get you to the destination when he needs you to get there. Because he could be like saying, I need you to calm down a bit because there are just certain things I need to sort out for you.
Mm.
And I'm in control. Mm. So trust me. But that's the advice I wanted to give you. You feel me?
And I like that advice.
Yes, sir. Of course. Of course. For my boys, you feel me? Anyone else, take it easy. Take it easy.
But I would say also, you see how, okay, maybe with, apart from you rushing, because your mom, when she's saying relax,
yeah,
apart from you rushing processes and wanting things to happen as quick as possible, like, I would say the fact that you're in that mindset of wanting that dream is for me, I would say, is already good enough. Obviously, time and stuff like that, but the fact that you are fixated on making sure that this certain thing
has to happen.
Yeah, that for me, I would say.
Yeah, no, I appreciate. I could say the same thing for you as well. I do appreciate. But my answer is, guys, so this is my answer, right? She's seen the movie, of course. Morpheus has two pills in his hand. And I just took the pill and I swallowed it. But now the thing is, I'm in a stage where, like, what did I just do? You feel me? That's my mind. Like, I'm in a process where, like, damn, do I realize that I can't go back now? Mm. It's too late for me to. Mm. That's the position I'm in right now. So I've taken the risk, but I'm in a position where, like, I cannot go back. And I'm scared. My heart is racing because I don't know what the future holds. Like, what I'm expecting. Yeah. Like, what I'm going to expect. Mm. You feel me? And it's scary, guys. Like, for me personally, I feel like that's a very, very scary position. And yes, I'm talking about it, but it's my reality. I'm in a reality where, like, if I don't achieve this, I genuinely think it's wraps for me. Mm. I really believe, like, my life is over. Like, and for those of you that can relate, you're not alone, because honestly, like, it's hard. Mm. It's not easy, guys. Like, even this is not easy. But you know what?
This podcast each week ain't easy.
But you know what? We try. But yeah, no. That's my answer for you, for you guys listening and watching. Like, I'm in a process where, like, damn, do I even realize what I just did? Like, I'm in trouble. Now I gotta go, cause it's too late now. I can't turn back. But yeah, I don't know if you guys can relate. You said you're in a process of, like, still deciding, which, and I get that, but I feel like at the end of the day as well, time is not on our side. So you need to make that decision very soon to get around. Obviously, no pressure, you feel me? No pressure at all. But you guys definitely tell us what you guys think. But do you want to add?
No, yeah, I was going to say, after, like, coming out of high school, I would say, like, this is to either if you, the listeners, either in high school, not in high school anymore, in university, college, like, something I've learned in high school, we always have, as I said, we all have these dreams and achievements that we want to achieve after high school, but then we really never knew how hard it was going to be to achieve those dreams.
That's so true.
Until you actually come out of high school and you're like, because you're not necessarily on your own, but you now it's actually time for you to make something, like, out of your life. And the only time you realize how hard it is when you are done.
When you're starting that thing. I'm with you.
Right now, I really never knew how hard it was going to be right now to achieve the dreams that I want to achieve.
It's really complicated.
I mean, I knew it was going to be complicated, but damn, bro, it's hard. But
damn, bro, like, brother, man, you're not even lying. Like, you know, I'm here. This is my younger self, obviously. I'd say like 14, 15, right? I'm here saying, damn, it's going to be easy time. These gents have like a lot of money and stuff. Why can't I just do that? But now I finished high school and I realized that I really am like it's hard.
Mm.
Like it's really complicated and I didn't realize how complex it would have been. Like guys, especially to the people watching and listening that are still in school, I need you to know that it's not gonna be easy. It's
hard, boy.
You're really gonna struggle. Mm. But now here's the beauty of it.
This all. Is why okay. Oh no no yeah no no continue. Yeah.
This is the beauty of it all. You have the choice to continue or give up and let it whip your ass. You feel me? Yeah. That's all up to you at the end of the day. But me personally, I'm deciding, you know what? I've already taken the red pill. I'm here. I can't give up now. Because the day I give up is the day it's wrapped for all right. You feel me? It's the day I can officially say I once had everything and now I literally have nothing. I'm going to leave this world with nothing. It's not what I want to do personally. But that's me if I give up. But you were literally about to say something.
Yeah, so I was going to say... I was going to say, okay, I don't condone this, obviously. But I was going to say, for those who do want to take a gap year, like, if you're just not good at decision-making, like, you don't know where your life... Or you don't know where you want your life to be headed, you know, you're just not good at decision-making and stuff like that. I would say... something I also haven't seen a lot of people say, like, taking a gap year, honestly, is a good thing. Maybe not more than two gap years, I can't, because there's some gents that are just lazy. But, like, taking a gap year really isn't
the worst thing in the world. Yeah,
because, as you said, life journey gets hard after high school. And during that gap year, you can use that time, obviously, try getting co-op during that time. But
to just find yourself. Yeah.
Because, like, I remember I saw something, Juice WRLD? Yeah, it was him. In a podcast, this is before he died, rest in peace, Juice WRLD. In a podcast, how he explained how people in college, when they're done with college, they still don't even know what they want to do.
That's real.
And I would say the first thing on their mind is, how am I going to pay back the student loans? Mm-hmm. And then second thing on their mind is, okay, what's next? What am I doing in my life? Yeah. So things like taking a gap year really isn't a bad thing to do, hey? Because you're not rushing into anything. You're still trying to find your feet in life after high school. And yeah.
But listen, I do want to say this though. Taking a gap year, depending on who you are as a person, but also in general, it has its advantages. It comes with, just like everything in this world, it comes with its disadvantages. You get me? Like, everything you do in life will have advantages. It will also come back with disadvantages. That's just the way life goes. But now, how you decide to make that decision, you have to tell yourself that whatever it is you want to do has more advantages than disadvantages.
Because
if you're trying to do something, right, and that something you're trying to do has more disadvantages than advantages, then maybe you should ask yourself, should I really do it? You get me? Do you get what I'm saying? But that's just the food for thought, guys, in life. That's just the food. But with the gap year thing, I like how you say, like, it's not the worst thing in the world, because like I've seen this TikTok video where, like, okay, I'm sure there's multiple, but there's this one TikTok video where this guy really like says how dumb it is taking a gap year. Because he talks about how like you're already missing out on 1 year of your life, and how those people that didn't take a gap year are slowly surpassing you, which I don't think is true.
No way.
And then he says, after school, just going into the work field is also the time. It's not, do what you wanna do at the end of the day, because it's your life.
It's your life, eh?
But with the gap year thing, right, I do feel like, once again, it does has its advantages and its disadvantages. But you need to understand that with the gap year, don't be too hard on yourself, like Wise says, for sure. Because let me tell you a little story. I have a cousin, right? My mother told me the story, actually. She told the three of us. And she was like, one of her niece, she's older than us. She's my cousin. What's this thing? She went to college. She studied what everyone told her to study. I forgot what that thing was. And she got a degree in that thing. But then once she finished with that thing, like that degree, she got it. She started crying because she realized, what am I going to do? Mm. I literally don't know what I want. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Was this degree not what she wanted to do?
No, it's not. Boy, she was in a pickle. I don't know if she still is, but I know that she was in a pickle. She was hurt. She's literally unsure of what to do with that degree. Like, what does she do? Does she go get a job with, like, but she knows deep down in her heart that's not what she wants.
Wanted to do.
So, in a way, a gap year could be good for you, because at least you didn't waste 4 or 5 years in a course knowing very well that you're not going to need this in your life. You get so... Think about it, guys. Like,
this is why I say, don't chase other people's dreams.
Exactly. Do what you want to do. Now, for those... But I can also sympathize with those people that don't have it that easy. Like, there are some rents that are like, you know what? You're disrespectful. You are disrespectful as... Get out of my house. You get me? And I feel bad for you guys. Like, they won't support you. There's no financial support or nothing. You get, which... I feel bad for you. You get, but I feel like, that would be hard. How does that person, in a way, like, handle a situation? Do you have advice for that?
Oh, if they get a degree and they still don't know what to
do. I'm saying, like, if they don't have support and they know what they want to do with their lives, but the rent won't support that. I think the advice I could say is, like, trust God, bro.
Yeah. Because, okay, that's not disrespect to your parents.
But,
like, if they really love you and they're not willing to support whatever dream you want to chase, do they really love you, boy? Like, really? That's just me personally.
It's not that easy, dog.
I understand there's always a certain goal you want your children to take. But at the end of the day, you must learn how to... You have to allow the bird to fly out of the nest.
That is true. You know what I'm saying?
You need to let them live the life they want to live. Obviously, hopefully, whatever they want to chase is not immoral. You know what I'm saying? But if it's in their vision, then you got to support them, guys. That's the only thing you can do, because I would honestly think that's the greatest love you can give someone, is just supporting them in life. Because by you, that support alone would be maybe a game changer to them, because they at least they know they have people backing them at home that want them to succeed. So that's the best advice I can give that person. But then, that's the best advice I can give that person. Yeah,
because I don't know what to say, because honestly,
I mean, if your parents won't do it, hopefully there's a friend that will be willing to support you.
Fair.
But then obviously have a chat with your parents, though. Have a chat.
But. I personally remember as well, like, I wanted to be a mechanical engineer when I was younger. But then, I don't know, man, high school is when, like, I really realized my capabilities. It's when I really found myself, I would say. Like, I realized that I'm dumb as hell. No, but the point is that I had to be, like, in touch with... Because, guys, I need you to understand that you need to be in touch with your reality as well. You can't just say, I want something, but then your capabilities don't...
Align.
They don't correspond with what you're trying to achieve. Then it's wraps for you, because I realized what my capabilities were, and I realized I'm not a school person. I spoke about, I'm really not a school person, and... I feel like there's some people in my life who, like, really wished I was, because that way, at least, I'm guaranteed a good life. Yeah. But then, at the end of the day, they also realized that Ora's not a school person, you feel, and they came to terms with it, because at the end of the day, you're not in control of what my capabilities are. You get me? Like, you're not in control of that. And if I know what my capabilities are, I'm going to work on those things that I'm good in.
Yeah.
Instead of trying my best to work hard in things I'm not good in. Because I feel like it's kind of a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time I excel in those things, life would have just... Do you get what I'm saying? So why not work on what I'm good in? Do you get?
Mm.
And what I'm good in pays a lot of money.
Mm.
Why not, Doug? Why not? But yeah, that's just me personally. I don't know about you guys, but with the longest of times, my family relatives struggled, but they eventually came to terms with it, and they're like, we have to let him fly. Because at the end of the day, if we try trap him, we're only going to hurt him.
Yeah.
You're only going to hurt that person, honestly. But yeah, no, that's just me, guys. But guys, let us know what pill you guys took.
Yes.
Those of you that took the blue pill, honestly, no judgment aside.
Yeah, that was your decision.
But that was your decision. But
that's if you think you took...
That's it. If you think you took the blue pill once again. But for me personally, I'm in I couldn't imagine taking a blue pill. That's just me personally, because boy, there's more to life than a blue pill. Mm. That's just me personally. Like, and I'm okay with that. I'm happy with that. Even though I'm in a scary position, I'm happy with where I'm at as of now. But like you said, at the end of the day, the clock is ticking. And if by the time you think that you're not going to achieve this thing that you tried, then maybe it's over for you. You feel me?
There could still be some hope.
With me, I don't think... With me, I don't... Like, after taking the red pill, can you really go back and say, yo, Morpheus, can I have the pill? You can't. That's why I'm saying it's over. For me, it's really raps. But I just can't imagine my life where, like, I consciously knew I'm okay with where I'm at. In a simulation. Boy, I can't. I don't know about you guys, but I personally can't.
No, I'm not a follower, I'm a leader. Yeah.
But once again, we'll come back to wise in, you said 2028.
Yeah, no, 2026.
26,
strict deadline.
It's the 13th of July, 2024. Come back in 2 years' time.
Let's see where your boy's at. Yeah.
But no, guys, thank you so much for listening. This was a dope episode. We're sorry for the cut in between. This wind is atrocious. It really
trash.
Is. But we'll definitely shoot in a better space for sure. But guys, once again, we appreciate the love and the support you guys have been showing us. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Twitter, TikTok. We're still on 5 followers, dog. Oh, nice. On TikTok. We're still on 2 guys, followers. We're still on 2 followers on Twitter.
But at least our how can you say, our IG is good. At least it's growing.
It's growing. It's growing. Now for sure it is. Our subscribers are getting there.
Even our YouTube. Okay, our YouTube.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know,
what I'm saying.
It is
subscribers
growing.
Is oh, growing. Yeah. I don't know about the Spotify and the Apple.
I saw this morning 7 boys.
Please, guys, just go follow and support. We'd really, really appreciate it, honestly. Like, you guys, support us, you feel me? Go follow my account, it's Ura. Go follow Wise
the
boss. I wasn't going to forget it.
It's okay.
I wasn't going to forget it, but yeah, no. We appreciate each and every single one of you. And yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And yeah, see you in we'll see you next week.
Episode. I want to talk about the red pill chance.
You want to talk about the red
pill? But we'll talk about them in another episode.
Okay. Yeah, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I value you. Okay. Next time.
Next time.
Peace.